And Chair, the floor is yours. We are
welcome, rolling. Everyone. We're the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission. This is our regular meeting, January 1st, 2021 at 6 p.m. This meeting is being held via teleconference. There are 5 members on the committee. And to establish a quorum, there must be 3 members present. We have all 5 present. So welcome all. I call this meeting to order. I want to say that we've all been ravaged by the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, in our spirit of unity and empathy, I wanted to take this time to express my sincere gratitude for the people, you know, of our City of Morro Bay Park and Recreation Department. They've met and are continuing to meet, you know, this dark challenge with professionalism and decency and optimism. And although our numbers in the department have decreased, their community is still receiving the services. So I commend you all. I really greatly appreciate it. Angelica and Kirk, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Please join me now in a moment of silence. Pledge of Allegiance. Skip, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
All righty. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Skip.
Thank you. You're welcome.
The next item on our agenda is announcements. Are there any announcements that my fellow commissioners would like to make?
Yes, there is. This will be Skip Sorich's last meeting with the Parks and Rec Department. And I want to thank everybody for your hard work and your fellowship and working together. It's been a real pleasure for me, and I know that you'll carry on and do a great job. You're having a new member, and I believe this lady is going to do a great job. She's young, and get some new blood in there. So continue on and do a great job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Skip.
Thank you, Skip.
Yeah, thanks for your service, Skip.
Thank you, Skip. Thank you, Skip. It's been a great, 4 years?
A little over.
Way to go.
How are we going to know what's happening in pickleball?
I can definitely just either give Kurt a call and give him updates, or else I can join your Zoom meeting as an audience.
Thanks.
I'm sure everything, I will say this, it's been going really well. So. Good. As far as an update with pickleball, and yeah, so doing real well, and it's just going to keep going. So anyway,
very good.
Continue with the meeting.
Well, the next skip is our Morro Bay Senior Citizens Incorporated. Do you have a report for us?
Well, there's not been a lot going on as far as trips or bingo, or it's all been shut down because of COVID. Pickleball still going, you know, but other than that, there's nothing open at the senior center. So it's kind of right now, not good as far as any kind of participation. So, but we'll, you know, I think as soon as this vaccine and everything, like, for instance, I'm getting mine tomorrow. So, you know, as soon as all of that gets implemented and things start to change, we're going to be back. They'll get open. I know I'm definitely, well, of course, I was in their meetings, and of course, that's how I know that there's not been much going on at all. But it's going to open up, and I'm sure you guys will pick a new liaison person to join in on those meetings. And they, Bev Schwartz, she's been doing the meetings with Zoom.
Very good.
Thanks. Yeah. Good. We'll select the liaison at our next meeting when we do a chairman and vice chair and all that, those selections. That takes place in March. I could jump in really quick on the seniors report if I can, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Let the folks out there know that we still are continuing with many of our activities, outdoor activities. So we've got the Tai Chi group that meets Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:30 in Tidelands Park. We've got the walking group meeting Wednesdays at 11 o'clock in front of the Maritime Museum. We have pickleball every day with the seniors hosting Monday through Saturday from 9 to 12. We also have bocce ball where the folks meet Thursdays at 1 o'clock at Tidelands Park. And then we also have the San Luis Obispo County Public Health Balance class, and that's taking place 10:30 on Tuesdays. They're also looking at adding another class, and it might be balance or it might be a stretch class, and we're shooting for Thursdays here in at the community center parking lot, like the balance classes. And that's some of the activities that the senior center is continuing on with. So I wanted to throw that in there. And then, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to make sure that your other commissioners had an opportunity for announcements, and then bring it back to staff so we can let you know what we think.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any other announcements from the commissioners?
No.
None from me. Thank you.
None.
So, Morbay staff, any announcements?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm going to let Angelica go ahead and give you an update on our distance learning program that she's responsible for. Angelica.
Okay. So we are very proud of our program. It's been a huge success. Currently, we are serving 69 families. So that's really great. Our classrooms are full. Del Mar, I'm not sure if you know this, Del Mar has started having children on campus and in-person learning. They're kindergartners and they're transitional kindergartners. And then they have small special groups that are going. So we have worked with the district to have buses that take them and pick them up. And so that's been really successful. That has also increased our participation because we have more families who are needing it now. We are doing other great things besides just the Zooms and the success of the kids. Number one is I meet with Janet, the principal, regularly, and she just recently told us that her school was able to do that, was able to bring the students back because of the success that we've had. Because wow, the kids who come to our program are getting their work done and they're not falling behind. Yeah, so that was a really big success story for us. We also were working with the food service program at the San Luis Coastal District and providing food boxes for our families. They get delivered here. The families pick them up weekly. We're also doing services like their speech classes, their reading and writing classes. Some of our kids attend Big Brothers Big Sisters Zoom classes, and we help get them signed in and Zooming with their brothers and sisters. It's just been great. These families love our programs. They're very, very happy with it. And I think my staff are happy with it. We, in turn, I am too. So it's been great. We plan to stay at the community center until all grade levels go back to school campus. So the goal was mid-January. We're past that goal, unfortunately, but we'll go back when they're ready. It's dependent on county and state guidelines. So, thanks, guys.
Great job.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Thank you, Angelica. And I don't have announcements this time, gentlemen. So back to you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We'll go to the next item on our agenda. That would be the public comment period. Pursuant to Section 3 of Executive Order N-2920, issued by Governor Newsom on March 17, 2020, this meeting is being conducted telephonically through Zoom, broadcast live on cable channel 20, and streamed on the city website. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and to limit the spread of COVID-19 and to ensure the health and safety of the public by restricting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, we are not meeting in person. The Veterans Hall is not open for this meeting. In fact, there's no physical location for public viewing. Remote public participation includes correspondence via email prior to this meeting or logging into this Zoom meeting as is happening right now. Do we have anyone for public comment?
Mr. Chair, at this time, nobody in the queue has their hand raised.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, seeing none, let's move to the next item. The next item on the agenda is our consent calendar. The items on the calendar are A1, Recreation Service Division Status Report, and A2, Recreation Service Division Participation Report. Do I have a motion to accept these two reports?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, A1 and A2 are received and filed. The next order of business is public hearings.
We just did it.
Do we have anyone to participate in the public hearings?
No public hearing scheduled for this time, Mr. Chairman.
No public hearings. So I guess we'll move on to our business items. We have four business items. The first one is C1, Program Evaluation 2020, Breakfast with Santa.
That's Kirk? Me.
Oh.
We're going to let Angelica go ahead and explain this wonderful program that pulled off COVID style.
That's what I was about to say. We couldn't let COVID steal Santa from us, that's for sure. So we had to bring it back. The last few years, we've ran this Breakfast for Santa out here at the community center. And this year, we thought, you know what? These kids have had enough taken from them, and they needed to see Santa. And we're fortunate enough that we have a moral-based Santa, so let's use him. So we did ours a COVID version, which means it was a drive-through. They drove through the community center parking lot. They picked up a to-go pre-prepped breakfast, pancake breakfast. They had to pre-register, so we knew who was coming. We had fun characters. The Grinch was out there. We had Gingerbread Man, Snowman, and of course Santa. They waved, and then we set up a socially distanced Santa picture area. So they were 6 feet apart. Santa had his mask on. They had theirs. And they still got to yell across the 6 feet to him and tell him what they wanted and see him. And I think that was really, really important to our kids. We sold 60 tickets. That was great. We kept it small. We didn't advertise too huge because this was our first time doing this. We didn't know how it was going to go. But we were pretty, it was successful in our opinion. We spent, not too much on our food. It was pancakes are cheap, thank goodness. And staffing, of course, but I think that was really great. We had lifeguards out there. We had kids club staff out there. And from responses from parents, a lot of them were happy just to see their lifeguard, their swim instructor, or their kids club teacher out there. So I think that added to the success of this event. We will definitely bring it back every year. We'll be back again next year. Who knows if it will be a COVID style drive-through or back to inside, but we definitely learned some things we liked about doing it to go and drive-through, and we noticed we have a great parking lot to do some fun drive-through events, so that may be in our future. Any questions about it?
I have one.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, I've done a lot of pancake breakfasts before, and probably the rest of the commissioners won't like this, but what if, to save the cost, who did the pancakes?
That's a great, I love where you're going with this, Dr. Bob. We have typically asked volunteers to come out, you know, the Lions group, Kiwanis group, whoever is interested. This year, unfortunately, due to COVID and no groups being able to volunteer, because of the virus, we had to pay staff this time. So that is something that put our cost up, but we would love volunteers if that's where you're going.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, you know, like I've done it for many organizations, and it's a fun event.
Yeah. Yeah, we agree. This is a great, it's always fun for the kids, and I think it's fun for staff too. So, yeah.
And you make the pancakes inside, or where do you do the pancakes?
Yeah, this time the staff made them in our kitchen, and then we just boxed them up. It was a pancake sausage, a little tangerine fruit, so nobody touched it. Nobody put their germs on it, and then we put it all in a box with the to-go setting and delivered them to their cars.
Okay, good. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, is there a motion to receive and file?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept and file.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no opposition, C1, Program Evaluation 2020, Breakfast with Santa, is received and filed. Thank you, Angelica.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's move on to C2, Program Evaluation 2020 Winter Holiday Hangout.
That's me again.
All right.
We've done holiday hangouts in the past. They're more of like a winter break camp or spring break camp, just basically a childcare for families who still have to work while school's out of session. This year, I wasn't sure if I was going to run one just with everything going on, but you know, within our around 70 families, there was still a need for childcare during those 2 weeks that the school was closed. So we offered a 3-day, just the way the holidays fell. We were able to offer a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday program. And we only, due to like the licensing rules, I can only offer it to the families that are already in our pods. So it was a smaller group than normal, but I mean, it was still healthy. We had I want to say an average of 25 kids a day, and we did some fun little winter, you know, gingerbread houses, and of course everything is COVID style, so everything is your own stuff, and but it was still really great. We did some outside play, and we did a snowed in day where they watched movies and got to wear pajamas and eat popcorn, but it was great. It was helpful for these families, and I think that's why we continue to offer these. Our families really do depend on us, so we will definitely continue doing this. Any questions on this one?
I think it's great. Any program we make money on is good.
Yeah, ours are pretty easy. You know, it really, my cost is usually staff. And but the truth is childcare is needed out there, and you know, our prices are not high. They're very equal to everyone else in the county.
What are the prices?
What for our this camp, we typically charge about $25 a day is your average payment. So, and I would say over all our programs, it's about $25. Our school program averages $40 a day, but again, we're doing school with them, and we open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
So, okay.
Yeah, but that's typically it's somewhere between your 25 and 40, depending on what we're offering that day. So, yeah. So, like I said, parents, they need it, you know, and we've been not with this program, of course, with the holiday hangouts, but with our before and after school programs, I was able to partner with the district, and they provide a scholarship to our families. They provide, they offer half, like off their tuition. So they pay us half of a weekly tuition for every child. Wow. Yeah. Great. And then the Estero Bay Foundation, we've been working together to have them start helping a little more too with some of our families who are in real need of this. So that's cut the cost for a lot of families. But I mean, so on an average, our families are paying around $70 a week for childcare Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That is
very nice. Very, very, very good.
So thanks, guys. Any other questions?
No.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Angelica. May I have our motion to receive and file?
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
I'll second that.
Oh, second. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no opposition, C2, Program Evaluation 2020, Winter Holiday Hangout is received and filed. Moving on to C3, Staff Report Proposition 68 Update.
I'll take this one, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. These are ongoing verbal updates of our slow-moving progress in Prop 68 grants. The one that I'm working on now is the per capita program. We've discussed this a number of different times. We're still within the window of opportunity to again submit our application, which we've done once before. They had some changes to the program. I've completed those requirements and then just need to sit down with our city team and then resubmit this application. The project we're going after is the replacement of the Coleman Park restrooms. And that's still the project that we're focusing on. Unfortunately, we did not get the $200,000 that they had said we would, based on our population. They dropped that down to $177,000. But we're moving forward, and we're hoping to do some other park improvements there that have not been determined yet. Pardon me. We did get set back a bit, as did the state, with moving forward with this program. We lost our capital projects, or excuse me, our maintenance superintendent who was handling the capital project. So that's now fallen onto my shoulders, as well as our maintenance supervisor, who stepped up into that role of the maintenance superintendent's role. So we're working together. This will happen. We want to get this done sometime before the summer, but it's going to be close. What I did not do is update this staff report to show that it's Prop 16, not just per capita program, but there's also a number of programs that are available. The next one that's coming up is called the Rural Recreation and Tourism Program. That one is a competitive grant opportunity, different than the per capita, which is there's no competition with that. So the Rural and Rec and Tourism grant opportunity, there's $23 million available, and projects can range anywhere from a minimum of $200,000 up to, I believe it was $3 million. I completed the mandatory workshop just this morning to go through their 100-page application packet. And we'll be sitting down with the city team to make some determinations if and how we should move forward with that program. With that, I'd entertain any questions that you might have.
No questions?
No questions.
No?
Okay. Well, great. Thank you, Kirk. May I have a motion to receive and file?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no opposition to C3 Staff Report Proposition 68 Update, received and filed. Moving along to C4, that's our staff report 2020 COVID.
And I'll take that one again, Mr. Chairman.
All righty.
This was written by Charlie Lowe, our administrative technician, with a few little modifications by me. That's why I put my name on there. But I left her name up because we don't have Charlie in our office any longer. We lost her a few months ago permanently to City Hall. So it was my way of just saying thanks to her by keeping her name on the report. But I did appreciate her putting this report together, basically discussing what this office has gone through over this last year of COVID. We've seen quite the changes here, lost more than half of our staff, really changing our whole business operation on what we do. Everything's COVID style, as you just heard. Along with these programs that we're offering, and our main offerings right now are the distance learning program, as well as our aquatics operations at the Morbi High School Aquatic Center. We are mandated to recover 100% costs, and that's for most programs. And what you saw with Angelica's program, the Breakfast with Santa, we did not recover 100% costs. That's a different type of a community offering that we do, and it's understood and accepted by City Council that we would not recover the funds for that program. But others that we're doing, like her holiday hangout, or like swim lessons, or any pool operations, any other programs that we might be looking to do, need to be 100% cost recovery, which covers all equipment, supplies, and staffing of the day, days for the event or activity. Let me see, what else could I talk about on this? We're closely monitoring the information coming from the state and from the county public health office regarding the tiers and the levels and how we can move forward. Unfortunately, at this time, we all know we're on a lockdown still, and we're in purple tier, but we are on a lockdown, so we're not able to really do much outside of what we're offering right now, but we do expect it to loosen up a little bit and enough to where we'll be able to offer our junior lifeguard program this summer and continue on with our aquatics and childcare services. Short of that, this office spends time with some facility management. Also, we surprisingly have picked up a couple of the services that the senior center would provide. One in particular is the static medical equipment loaning program. And we get something at least once a day of someone dropping something off or borrowing something, which is a real surprise to our office. We didn't know it was such a busy program. So we're trying to help with that. This office also is part of the city's emergency operations center team, and I meet twice a week, let's see, 2%, 9 times a month, I should say, with these meetings and helping where we can with the either the Morbi Cares program or Morbi Connects program, or any way that we can help out here with the community. Yeah, that's kind of enough. I think, you know, most of the language in the report would give you a good idea of what we do, but I'm happy to answer other questions that you might have.
I'm just glad that we're still able to do a few of those essential services that are needed in our community.
Yes, we really are too. And the overwhelming amount of support and praise that we have been receiving regarding our programs, both with childcare and with aquatics program, it's just been fantastic. You know, people really do understand the difficulties that the communities, you know, that is facing, but very appreciative for our efforts of being able to provide these programs, because we understand it's important and it's necessary. So, you know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. Just
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. May I have a motion to receive and file?
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Seeing no opposition, C4 staff report 2020 COVID is received and filed. Next on our agenda is the future agenda items. Do we have any future agenda items, Mr. Carmichael?
I don't have any to agendize now. If there's something that commissioners would like to offer up, we need a concurrence from one other commissioner to agendize. All clear?
Kind of hard to agendize anything when not much is happening out there.
It is. It's kind of funny. But before we do go, I did want to say again thank you to Skip Sorich for his service.
Yes, thank you, Skip.
Working with us. Skip. They'll be replaced by Melissa Davis, who is a longtime resident of Morro Bay. She's got a couple of kids. One child that does use our program. So she's familiar with what we do here. And we're looking forward to her joining us as well. I just want to say again, thanks, Skip.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And no. And just a quick word. I think you're going to find that she is very energetic, and I think she's going to be a real advocate to the community within the Parks and Rec Department. So.
Great. Thank you.
Good to hear.
That was very good.
I have one question for you, Kirk.
Yes, sir.
So I know this is probably not exactly the Park and Recs category since we moved everything over to maintenance, but the baseball field over there that's being restarted, how's that going? Do you know?
I don't know. I know there's a section, I think, that they had cordoned off on the west field. Is that what you're referring to, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the big hole was out there and they tore it all up and resodded. Yes. I was just wondering.
Yeah. I think the fencing's still up. We're trying to keep folks off it. We were having some guys playing soccer out there late at night. I think they're keeping the fence up until it does take hold and do well. So I've got nothing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds like it's time to adjourn.
Yeah, in our next meeting, Mr. Chairman?
We're adjourning to the next regular Recreation and Parks Commission meeting at 6 p.m. Thursday, March 18th, 2021, via teleconference.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
All right. So adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good two months. We'll see you in 2 months.
Okay.
Stay well. Everybody stay well.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Right.
Time out, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
You're on muted.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye. Yeah.